So, oh, there's some more in the waiting room. Let's see. A retreat admin is asking for admission. So, is that Doug or Yan Li in retreat admin? Yeah, it worked. Great. Thank you so much for helping me out. Okay. Okay, thanks. So what I thought to do is just to talk a little bit about just the practice of being mindful while speaking, and to keep it really simple. I'm not going to talk a lot. Those of you who have attended this retreat know that I often talk for, 15, 20 minutes about how to practice with mindful speech. But I'm going to just reiterate what I just said around working in daily life, just recognizing that you are aware, and, keeping the awareness really simple in speaking. Just knowing that you're talking while you're talking, that, just not trying to do a detailed assessment of what's happening or trying to track what you're going to say. When you're listening, it can be a little easier to kind of track your response to what's being said. And I'd encourage that, the kind of the 50-50 mindfulness we've talked about. A couple more people in the waiting room. Okay, have I got everybody? Yeah. So just talking about what we'll be doing, a little bit of practice with speaking, and to keep it simple, I'm kind of thinking of this time as maybe modeling the Shui Umin, happy hour that we had every day at 4 o'clock around, we'd have juice served at 4 o'clock and everybody would gather and it would be like a cocktail party, people kind of just standing around in little groups of two or three chatting with each other. And yet there was definitely encouragement to be mindful while talking. And I avoided this for a long time. I didn't want to go. And then finally I decided I'd do it. And it took a while. I found it very difficult to be mindful while talking. But then one day I was talking to somebody who was very aware while they were talking. And it brought me right into awareness, a very simple awareness. This just, I know I'm talking while I'm talking. It was that simple. And so it wasn't a lot of detail. It was really very broad kind of awareness. As I was saying, in the listening, you might be able to track a little bit more, the 50-50 awareness, what's being said and how you are with that. And I'd encourage that when you're listening to explore that. And then the other piece is to just be attuned to whether there's agitation or ease while you're talking, while you're listening. So a very simple check-in with the attitude. And that's about all I'll say. Let's see, there's 16 of you, so we could do pairs. Oh no, there's 17 of you, because Luigi and Ari are a pair. So I think I'll set it up. Let's see how to do this. Maybe... It gets a little complicated with Luigi and Ari as a pair, but maybe what I'll do is I'll just set it up kind of, rather than having the computer set it up, I'll set up the group. So it'll take a little bit longer to do that. And what I'd just like you to explore is a conversation, and I'd encourage it to be a Dharma conversation rather than a general get-to-know-you conversation, a kind of... maybe a reflection on some things you've been interested in, what's happened for you during the week. Not the time for your deepest understandings or insights, but just maybe a little bit of something interesting or curious that you've seen or experienced on the retreat. And we'll take, what I thought we'd do is do a couple of these breakout groups. So you'd get an opportunity to check in with more than a few people. So there'll be groups of three, maybe four, because, you know, there's 17 of you, so there might be three or four in a group. Does this seem okay? Does anybody want to drop out, having heard that this is what we're doing? Okay, so I'm going to set up the breakout rooms, and we'll have, let's say, 15 minutes in this first breakout room, and then we'll come back together, and then maybe do a brief check-in about how that was, and then maybe do another breakout room. Does that seem okay?